I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. Today, we turn to the world's largest retailer, Walmart, and its commitment to local food. Back in 2010, Walmart announced it would double the amount of local produce it sold in stores by 2015. 2 years early, the company's already exceeded that goal and now claims to source 11% of its produce sold in the U.S. from local farms. Walmart defines local as grown and sold in the same state. To understand how this is playing out in the Midwest, I called the Senior Director of Sustainable Agriculture for Walmart's U.S. division, Ron McCormick. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
One of the things I know when you guys announced this initiative in 2010 was that you wanted to use small and medium-sized farms to help source this local produce initiative. And I'm wondering what the challenges are to getting small and medium-sized farms to be suppliers for the program.
There's a whole series of challenges for small farmers to do business with big buyers like Walmart or some of the food service companies or even the government. One of the big problems is simply the fact that you're buying lots of dollars worth of product from lots of people. So being able to communicate with large numbers of farmers is a challenge for everyone. And then from a practical perspective, too, you know, one of the advantages of doing business with a big national grower is that if they have rain or hail on a field, they simply ship us the product from another location or another field where they're growing, and we don't see the problem that the farmer's enduring as a buyer. And as all of us are getting more interested in and understanding the need to be conscious about food safety, the simple things that farmers have to do to ensure food safety, if you're not spreading that cost over lots of dollars and lots of production, it's difficult for it to make financial sense.
So given these challenges, have you sort of changed your business model so you're supplying more produce from large farms than what you had initially planned back in 2010?
I think we're doing really actually with more small farmers.
I've spent some time here in the Midwest trying to find small farms that you've been doing business with. And I did find one in Kansas. But other than that, all of the farms I've talked to who are suppliers for Walmart are large. And even on your website, the farms that you highlight, the majority of them are very large by the Department of Agriculture standards. So I guess I'm just having a hard time believing that you're working with more small farms.
Well, part of the problem that you're encountering is where you're looking. Because this is essentially a produce initiative at this point in time, you're not going to find the small farmers there that we would do business with. We do more business in lots of other states where there are lots of small farmers that are doing specialty crops, which is what you'd find in a produce department. So we wouldn't be there spending a lot of our time trying to grow it when you can go to Alabama, Mississippi, Illinois, Indiana, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, many states where the number of small farmers are so much greater than they would be in a place like Kansas.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Ron McCormick is Senior Director of Sustainable Agriculture for Walmart U.S. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.